Harare, Marondera, Chitungwiza, Norton, Banket, Beatrice, Mazowe.
We've got you covered. 89.7 Star FM, sounding good all the time. Welcome along to the third segment of Farmers Forum on Star FM, sounding good all the time. 29 minutes to 9 o'clock is the time. All right, so the Value Chain Alliance for Livestock Upgrading and Empowerment, VALUE is the acronym, is a European Union-funded project under the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Programme that will run for 4 years between February 2019 and January 2023. The project is focusing on the goat and pork value chains in 6 provinces, namely Manicaland, Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, and Mashonaland West. The interventions of the project are aimed at boosting the production productivity, market linkages, organizational efficiencies of small and medium producers for commercialization. The VALUE project is being implemented by ActionAid Zimbabwe, COSV, Mercy Corps, Zukomborero Farm, Bradford Farm, Shamiso Farms, and Mishview Enterprises. And in studio today to unpack, I am joined by Newton Chari. He is team leader of the VALUE Chain Alliance for Livestock Upgrading and Empowerment to discuss the key interventions of the project. And later on, we'll also be joined by Calvin Mayenzanise in the discussion. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Star FM.
Thanks, Yvonne. Good evening.
Okay, cool. So we'll start with Newton. To begin with, can you briefly explain the objectives and interventions of the VALUE project and the areas of operation?
Thanks a lot, Yvonne. Mm. And, you know, I'm happy to come to this platform, particularly mm-hmm. after having my other predecessors, Neil mm-hmm. Orchardson and Mark Benson, coming to speak and give an introduction about the Zere GP.
Mm.
But I think in overall, we are really excited about the initiative,
mm-hmm.
Particularly thanking the government of Zimbabwe and the European Union
mm-hmm.
for coming up with such a partnership to promote the pork and goat value chain. I think for a very long time in industry, we've not really had any funding which has been directed to improve
mm-hmm.
these value chains, but grateful for this coming through. And what we are going to be focusing specifically as the Value Chain Alliance for Livestock Upgrading and Empowerment is the pork and goat value chain,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking forward at improving the production of pork and goat. Also, the productivity becomes another element
mm.
that we are looking at, so that to ensure that our farmers on the unit they are working on, how can they maximize what they get. And also looking at improving the organizational efficiencies. One of the key issues that we've noted is a high mortality rate
mm.
in terms of the current practices farmers are undertaking. At times, mortality rates can rise beyond 20 to even 40%, and that is resulting in farmers having a lot of losses in the processes. So this is part of what we are focusing on to improve the organizational efficiencies,
mm-hmm.
also market competitiveness. It's a very big challenge to
mm.
access goat meat and even at times pork meat in some of the areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be ensuring that there is improved market competitiveness to the supply of both pork and goat meat, so that it's safe and is also quality assured and produced in an environmentally sustainable way. We are also going to be looking at addressing the domestic environment as well
mm-hmm.
to ensure that the agribusiness environment is conducive and allows the farmer to be more productive and ensure the farmers are able to commercialize at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sir. You, of the three, of the two of your predecessors, I think you're the one who really gets there and really explains on one question. It was almost like 4 minutes on one question. I'm like, okay, so let's keep it moving. And also, we need to remember that the views expressed in this program are the sole responsibility of the VALUE project and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union. Okay, so moving right along, your project is designed to ensure commercialization of the goat and pork value chains. How are you going to make this happen?
Okay, we are really starting from a market point of view. Our project has been designed looking at where the main consumer markets are.
Mm.
And for the pork and goat value chain, we've been able to identify that at least 50 to 60% of its consumption lies within the Harare market. So part of what we'll be working on is to ensure that we profile at least 2,400 markets within these areas, high-end consumer markets and even the low-end consumer markets in all the low and high-density areas, so that at least we are able to create some forward and backward linkages. We are also looking forward at establishing some farmer-owned structures, which is why I spoke about us having the improved organizational efficiencies. Our whole view of this is we are viewing the farmer not only as a farm, not only as a farmer, but as a key value chain player. So the farmer will be coming in, also being supported to set up some key infrastructure. I refer to abattoirs, I refer to cold chain facilities, I refer to even goat holding centers, where farmers should be able to connect with and be able to tap into the market. We are also going to be addressing critical system level constraints, because when you look at agriculture, it's a system, and there are various system level constraints we've identified. For example, the issue of breeding. One of the challenges we've been observing is that there is a lot of inbreeding which is happening within the process. So we've already started a process of importing, and we are importing top quality genetics, both from Namibia and South Africa. This is the goat and pork value chain. So we've already brought in very exciting breeds, the Sanen and even the Toggenburg, the Kalahari Red and Boer goat, specifically under the goat value chain. And we will be bringing in the Landrace, the Large White and Duroc in the next few weeks from South Africa. And this is specifically coming in to address breed improvement. We are also looking forward at addressing issues relating to animal health. I think this is one of the key pillars in terms of production which farmers need to be cognizant of. So we shall be availing the necessary trainings which farmers require to ensure that at least animal husbandry is observed. Then also financial linkages. We are going to be exploring blended packages to ensure that our farmers have appropriate or bespoke services which they need. So we are going to be looking at the ISALs, how do they make use of the local available resources, how do we also avail some matching grants, and how do we also work with the financial institutions to create appropriate packages which farmers can also make use of. Animal nutrition becomes another key element that we'll also be looking at as a program. I think you will admit that we are in a season where we've been experiencing even climate changes, and some of the traditional feeds that we have been used to getting, it's already getting difficult to access them. So we shall be looking at how best we can also produce feed or even avail or come up with alternatives which farmers can explore. And then we'll also be looking forward at organizing farmers. So we'll be coming up with what we refer to as the pork producer business syndicates, goat producer business associations. The purpose of these structures is basically there to drive the business agenda which smallholder farmers should be pushing to advance towards commercialization.
Great. Okay. So you did mention the pork syndicates, and you're also establishing 12 goat improvement centers and 2 goat holding centers across the country. Where will these be briefly, Newton?
Yeah. So the goat improvement centers are going to be put in all the 12 districts that are working in the goat value chain. And each facility will be located in a single ward. And there will be various services which will be provided in the goat improvement centers. For example, we are going to be promoting aggregation at this particular point. Farmers should be able to bring in their goats and aggregate at this point. We are going to be also availing trainings. We are also going to be supporting matings, so farmers can come in and cross their breed with improved varieties. We are also going to be setting up some fodder plots so that we demonstrate some improved feeding practices farmers can also adopt. And then we are also going to be promoting the private sector linkage at this point. So private sector will be coming in to ensure the drug facilities are in place, feeding facilities are in place, so that at least the smallholder farmer has access to the market services which they would require.
We definitely are receiving messages from communal farmers that are coming through. And my communal farmers, how do I become part of the project? And I'm sure Kevin will explain that in detail as we close off. But the role of the government, as you begin your remarks on the program, you acknowledged the government of Zimbabwe. What briefly is the role of government in your project?
Okay, so really at oversight level, we've got the government coming in to provide guidance at the project steering committee, which is both chaired by the government of Zimbabwe and European Union. But over and above the strategic oversight provided, we also working very close with government arms, Department of Veterinary Services and Agritechs, in terms of farmer registration, provision of farmer trainings. They are spearheading this initiative. And we're also working with government arms like the Pig Industry Board, which is also coming in as a public integrator in this project, mm-hmm. to specifically lead on breeding integration and even aggregation towards the market. Even slaughter facilities, this government structure will also be providing. And we're working very closely with Grasslands and Matopolis Extension.
Mm-hmm.
These are very renowned institutions in research, and they are also going to be leading cutting-edge research to ensure that we feed back into the development of these value chains.
Great. Thank you so much, Newton, for the detailed explanations of what will be happening. He is the team leader of the Value Chain Alliance for Livestock Upgrading and Empowerment. And we were discussing here the key interventions of the project. So much interest being generated on our studio WhatsApp platform number. Kevin, I'd like you to move towards the mic so that we can close this off and give farmers places and contact points where they can find you, because there's really a lot of interest that we've generated. And people are asking, where do people contact you, Kevin?
Right, thanks a lot, Yvonne. So we are really everywhere, and so I'll just give you the.
You're everywhere.
Yes. So on Twitter, they can look us up. It's ZAGP goats mm-hmm. _ pigs.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, is the same handle again, ZAGP goats _ pigs. We're also on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And the website that we are available on is www.zagp.org.zw. And farmers can also call us on 0772-16-448. I'll mm-hmm. take that again.
Mm-hmm.
0772-16-448. So those who have many questions can get in touch with us on these platforms, and we'll be able to provide them with information as to how they can participate either directly or indirectly in the project.
Half a minute left, and would like to give Newton just a moment there to say your final remarks in terms of the Value Chain Alliance that you are leading as team leader.
Sure. I think I would really encourage the farmers to take on board this whole discussion around commercialization, so that at least we are able to get significant returns from our farming enterprises. And lastly, perhaps encourage our women and youthful farmers
mm-hmm.
to say that there is space for them within these value chains, space for them to become key actors, not only in the input node or production node, but even to move up the ladder where we begin to process and add value to our products. That is where much of the value lies at.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming through. We'll definitely be linking up with you and just following up on the progress of how all of this will be going. Good night.
Thanks, Yvonne. Good night.
Star FM. Harare. Marolera. Chitungwiza. Norton. Banket. Beatrice. Mazowe.
We've got you covered. 89.7 Star FM, sounding good all the time.